Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3, the Late Night Anger Management Class at... You know, I was just going to say, Matthias is doing a great job tonight, but now we see Clam Chowder says there's a communication failure. What's going on? Are you not? Is the phone ringing, Matthias? Clam Chowder's got an announcement. He says he can't get through. All right, we'll tell him, keep trying. So what, you don't see any... All right, I'll say keep trying. He says phones are on. Babano's on the phone. You're on the phone, right, Babano?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, everything's good.
All right. Yeah, see, we're rocking. All right, I responded to Chowder. He's sending in Rodney Dangerfield pictures. Says he can't get any respect. All right, keep your eye up here, Matthias. All right, we got Ian Cameron with us, Babano. I wanted to get to an NFL team or something, Babano. I guess we'll have to wait mostly for Sunday. We can kick the tires a little bit. But as far as CFL games are concerned, see, I totally get your go back to the well with Edmonton, especially getting that 4.5 that was dangling out there. Yeah, it's a lot of points, man. And now BC suddenly are the favorite.
No, plus 3.5, I'd take Edmonton too. I mean, anything above plus 3, I think, is a bet I'd still make with the Elks.
And I do agree with you as far as the over. And I've been riding the unders, but I get the feeling this one's going to get, like, I'm not saying into the 60s, but I think it could, get there. Montreal Alouettes. So there was a lot of question marks about the quarterback, but I guess not anymore, right? So Levi Mitchell's going to be out. And the Alouettes, it's basically a pick on the game. Man, I got to wonder about that total at 45.5. It's more of a hunch, Babana, with the Elks and the Lions to go over. Alouettes and Stamps, I'm not betting the over that. I'll go back to the underwell there.
You would think if that game's going to go over the total, it might be Montreal. And Montreal's offense did look very, very good last week. I mean, Vernon Adams Jr. and that offense, it's going to be good. I mean, Eugene Lewis, B.J. Cunningham, the running back, stand back. What about the catch Jake Winicky made? One of the younger receivers on this Alouettes team. Incredible catch down near the goal line. Stretched out, had the wherewithal to get up because he wasn't touched. And then he got into the end zone for that touchdown. Just an incredible play by him. They've got weapons galore on this offense. It's going to be a fun team to watch offensively under Kahari Jones this year. I was impressed. I was impressed with the defense. You know, there's a lot of change. A lot of guys that have been on this defense for a while. Chip Cox gone. John Bowman retired. You know, a lot of the older statesmen on that defense gone. A lot of younger, newer faces.
Go on, Babana.
Yeah, a lot of younger, newer faces for Montreal on defense, but they got pressure on Harris constantly. They blew up the line of scrimmage. I was impressed. Calgary likes Michael O'Connor. He's a Canadian quarterback. It's going to be nice to see a Canadian quarterback get a start for Calgary. They like the way he's worked in practice, but he is playing his first ever CFL game. It's kind of hard to see it going ultra smoothly for him. Maybe he'll be good in time. I don't know about right away. I think Montreal is probably the side I'd have to bet there in that game at a pick'em.
I gotta tell you, Lubano never listens to me. Mattia says one thing, he stops on a dime. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. It's level three. Ian Cameron's still kicking with us. All right, I understand we got Clam Chowder. We'll get to Clam Chowder in a couple of minutes. We love Chowder, and we gave him the fast track, but Ian Cameron's been patient with us, and he's kicking with us in the late night hours, and we've been going in an individual alphabetical order. I can't wait for the NFL, but NCFL, my and college football, my college football portfolio. I just slammed Arkansas. Arkansas under 5.5. Man, if you look at their schedule, guys, I don't see how they're going to win 6 football games out of 12 this year. But we're just blasting through the CFL right now. And I totally get taking Edmonton plus the points. I think it really will be a close game. It's going to come down to the wire. I can see Edmonton winning. I have a feeling it's going to be like a field goal game late, one way or the other. And I don't mean like 3 points. Like someone kicks and wins by 1 or 2 or they miss. Or like I just think it's going to be a really tight game. I'm buying in to the Owls. I bought in before the year started. And I think that defense is going to be better than people think, too, with the Owls. We're seeing these young guys like BC, Babano, 6 guys out of the 12. They never played in the CFL before. They haven't even seen the game. And they're playing well. One thing I noticed, buddy, is the you notice that bomber line keeps climbing with the Argos. There was like 3 earlier in the week. So there's 5s out there now. Keeps climbing.
Yeah, that Winnipeg-Toronto game. The Argos didn't play. McLeod Bethel Thompson reverted back into McLeod Bethel Thompson last week. I mean, I know he had a very good first game against Calgary, but the more I watched Calgary, the more I was less impressed with that win for the Argos and his performance. And then he was bad against, albeit a really good Winnipeg defense. They're one of the best defenses in the CFL, but he didn't play well. He got benched. Nick Arbuckle replaced him, and Ryan Dinwiddie's doing the right thing. Nick Arbuckle's healthy. He's going to be the starting quarterback on Saturday for the Toronto Argonauts home opener. He's the future quarterback.
Listen, we don't have a lot of time here before the break, so who do you like, Babano? Just let's cut to the chase.
From a spot perspective, Toronto, they're in revenge. They lost to Winnipeg last week. I know Winnipeg's good, but I think the Argos plus the points is the way I'd go.
Really? Yeah, it's interesting. I was leaning Bombers when it was 3. The Red Blacks from Ottawa, they were off last week. They beat Edmonton in the first week. They're getting 11 points, but I don't know. They might get smoked. We'll get that with Babano on the other side. Hang in there, Chowder. We're going to hit some NFL futures on the other side.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
We in Cameron as well, and then we'll hit the phone line. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Halfback passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Halfback passes to center, back to wing, back to center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, including Babano. We'll get to Clam Chowder in a couple of minutes, but Babano was patient during Cam's. Cam's really like it's Wednesday night therapy with Cam now, Babano. You notice? It's like his therapy.
Oh, yeah. We put him in a good mood. He can go to sleep all nice and peaceful instead of agitated and angry. And we put him in a good mood.
The TV show winds him up.
Yep.
So he's mellower at nighttime. He's like, oh, I wish it was just like this every night. All right, thanks to Cam Stewart and Ian Cameron. So, and hang in there, Chatter. We'll get to, Babano's got to get some rest. He's got his own stuff to do. It's the middle of the night as well. So hang in there, Chatter. We'll get to you in about 8 minutes time. So, Babano, let's get, I want to get an NFL, but just to quickly recap, Babano likes the Eskimos plus the points at the over. Montreal, Calgary's got a backup quarterback in. I think Montreal's going to win a game. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I was surprised to hear you're leading with the points against Winnipeg. That Winnipeg defense is great. We'll see how it travels now. And then I brought up Saskatchewan and Ottawa. I was on Ottawa in week one against Edmonton, but I don't know how they're going to be able to keep up with that Saskatchewan offense for 60 minutes.
Well, Shaq Evans is out for Saskatchewan, and he's one of their best, if not their best, receiver. He got injured last week against the Ticats, and he's going to be out for at least six games. But I didn't see enough out of Ottawa to really trust them. And since they're getting a lot of points, and from a spot perspective, Saskatchewan plays BC in the first game. They play Hamilton. You know, people thought that Hamilton would be, you know, contending for a great cup this year. Maybe they still might. Hopefully they are. But, you know, two big opponents, and now you're playing Ottawa from the East Division, a bottom feeder from last year. I just worry they're a little lethargic, a little, you know, sleepwalk performance maybe from Saskatchewan. But
I didn't see it. Been covering.
Yeah, and the Dogs have been covering. But Matt Nichols was awful. You got to hope the bye week he's better. He didn't look 100% against Edmonton. Ottawa won that game because their defense completely shut down Edmonton, and they got the pick six. The offense didn't do anything. If the offense doesn't do anything here, they won't cover that game. Saskatchewan will romp them. So we'll see what Matt Nichols we get in that game. Going back quickly to Winnipeg, Toronto, the Toronto plus the points, I like the over there a little bit too. 42, it's the lowest total on the board. And I'll say this, for as good as the Winnipeg defense is, that's why that total's low. Nick Arbuckle at quarterback instead of Bethel Thompson for Toronto means a mobile quarterback. So the pass rush, which is the strength of the Bombers.
It's 38. I always tell you, man, we use FanDuel lines on this show, buddy. I tell you every damn week this, so I don't know what your problem is, but yes, it's 38.5, Babano. It's not 42.5.
That's a very low. I like it even more at that number then. So go to FanDuel and bet it. I like that. 38.5. That to me is just extremely low. And Arbuckle can move in the pocket. Bethel Thompson, not so much. So I'm not saying that means the offensive line's got to play better for the Argos, but at least with Arbuckle back there, he can make plays if the pocket collapses and the thing breaks down. Bethel Thompson can't do that. So I think that's going to give the Argos a better chance for offensive success and ultimately more points in the game.
All right, let's get to the NFL. And the NFL futures, we should be able to get one team in, I would assume, in the next 4 minutes. So where do we leave off? In Los Angeles, right? We left off
Los Angeles. End with the Chargers. We go to the other team, the Rams, the other L.A. team now.
Into the Rams, yeah. So we're out of the AFC West. Out of the AFC West, and let me load this up. Yes, more NFL. God, they have too many options up here with the NFL. There's too many options. I like this alternate win total. I like my favorite one is the exact regular season wins. That's the one, the exact regular season wins. But the LA Rams win total right now at FanDuel is 10.5. It's 10.5, but it's a little bit shaded. It's plus 120 to the over. So it's minus 140 to the under 10.5. What's your take on the Rams? Over or under, Babano?
Over. Yeah, I like the Rams. If you like the Rams to win this division, if not Arizona, these guys, I think of the teams that are like right there to as the top favorites to win the NFC West, I like the Rams. I like the Rams a little bit more than the Niners. And I certainly like them more than the Seahawks. I like what I'm seeing from this group. I mean, Matthew Stafford, I still think if he stays healthy, there's a very good quarterback still in him. And being in the right system, the right team, the right offensive mind like McVay, it's going to help Matt Stafford out a lot. He's got weapons to work with. You know, Tyler Higbee, an emerging tight end. Lots of weapons with Woods and Cooper Kupp. Now, Cooper Kupp and Jared Goff did have good chemistry, but I think Stafford can get that going with Cooper Kupp as well. The offensive line, you look at it, it looks pretty solid on paper. The defense was great last year. You know, they're going to miss Brandon Staley, of course, was the DC going to the Chargers, but Raheem Morris is going to take over the defense. That's a capable replacement. You know, not great as a head coach, but as a DC, he's been able to get the job done. The D-line with Donald, It's going to be great. Sebastian Joseph Day, A'shaun Robinson, keep good there. The secondary, John Johnson brought in. The secondary looks like it should be pretty good, of course, with Ramsey still as well. So lots to like in terms of this defense coming into the year. Schedule, when you look at it for the Rams, they play the NFC North. Some winnable games there. They play the AFC South, arguably the weakest division in the NFL coming into the year. So I think the schedule is good for the Rams, and I think they can get to 11 wins.
Wow. You know what? They have a ton of talent, don't they? But they're so top-heavy, Babano. They're so top-heavy. They spend all their money on a few guys, and if those guys go down, they're in a lot of trouble. And a lot of teams you can say the same thing about, but almost every team you can say, well, if their quarterback gets hurt. And I tell you what, I think if Matt Stafford got hurt, it would hurt them less than other teams, because I think Sean McVay believes in John Walford. And I think Walford's okay as well. So I don't think like the sky would completely fall on the Rams offense if Stafford got hurt. But look what happened to them when Aaron Donald got hurt. Right away, their defense suffered, Babano. In the playoff game, when he wasn't there, right away it was different, right? And I'll get heat for this, but I think Jalen Ramsey's overrated. I think Jalen Ramsey's one of these dudes that was like the best when he was at Jacksonville. I think Jalen Ramsey's like Conor McGregor type thing, like when he beat Aldo. Like he sort of peaked. He was amazing. And I know he's still ranked as the top and this and that, but dude, I don't know. He seems to get burnt a lot, right? I mean, he seems to get burnt a lot. He said that Josh Allen sucked. Josh Allen's garbage. Can't wait to play Josh Allen. Josh Allen owned his ass. Spiked the ball. Scored a touchdown on him. Spiked the ball in his face and danced in his face. And he did nothing. Aaron Rodgers picked them apart, bro. And Russell Wilson in Seattle. Like, he hasn't made plays. Like, he runs his mouth a lot. But they don't make plays. And you look at Sean McVay, too. I don't know. Like I said, I can't deny, Babano, that Matthew Stafford has a stronger arm than Goff. He can make some throws that Goff couldn't make. But they went to a Super Bowl with Goff. So I don't know how much of an upgrade. Like, I don't know if how much the quarterback was just the issue type of thing. I think they're thinly built. That's my deal. And my only concern, Babano, I'm going to ask you, no concern that the tough division – that they sort of beat each other up a little bit and it affects the win total?
Yeah, that is a tough division. Two games with the Niners, two with an improving, which should be much better, Arizona team, their best team since Murray and Kingsbury have been there. And Seattle still has Wilson. I don't think they're going to be as good, but they still have Russell Wilson there, so they're never an easy out. I get it, not an easy division, but I think 11-6 is possible because of what they face outside the division. They could sweep the AFC South. Playing those teams. They could win the majority of their games against the NFC North, and I think they should. And if they do that, they could lose some in their own division and still get to 11, I think.
Babano, no holding back. Love it, Babano. Comes with the hot take. Rams over 10.5. Great stuff, Babano. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. We'll catch up with
Babano. Thanks, Gabe. Have a good night.
Sunday.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
Oh, yeah. I see the Africa Cup of Nations in Cameroon. The brackets are set. Let's do it. Let's do this thing. We got to wait a little while, though. I don't think it starts till January. We got Cameroon, Senegal, Zimbabwe, Morocco, Ghana, Tunisia, Mali, Gambia, Algeria, Cote d'Ivoire, Sudan, Egypt, Nigeria. Nigeria is always fun to watch. I tell you what, I was impressed with Egypt in the Olympics. I was impressed with their soccer team in the Olympics. I was impressed with all the Egyptian athletes, actually. Like, they're competitive, man. Like, they all look serious. Like, Egypt was not fun to play in soccer, I'll tell you that, at the Olympics. All right, do we have the one and only Clam Chowder? Is Chowder ready to go? All right, what are we on? Some sort of, what are you in Afghanistan? We on a delay here? All right, Clam Chowder. What's going on, Chowder? Yeah, exactly. Let's go, Chowder.
Hey, what are you guys? Let's go.
What's up, Chowder?
Let's go here. Let's go. Let's go, Matthias. Get me on here. Come on. Let's go.
Come on, Matthias. Get him on, Matthias. You're on, Chowder. You're on, Chowder.
Could have fooled me. How we doing, Gabe?
I'm doing all right, Chowder. How you doing? Everything's pissing me off, but other than that, I'm
right. Man, Jesus. It's humid out here, and I'm losing some weight.
Maybe you need to.
Maybe I need to, but I don't need to wait.
No, I know. It's all good. Hey, listen, Chowder, we had a guest on, but... So what are you doing? Are you getting ready to hit the road soon, or are you taking a bus, a plane, train, automobile? What are you doing?
Hey, the plane. I'm going tomorrow night, overnight, and be early, 8 a.m. for Toronto, everybody in Toronto. The Clam is coming.
There's a promo.
And the guest was Chatterbox, I presume.
Yeah, you see, we couldn't stop him. He was chattering away, right? Ian Cameron. That's what Clam Chowder calls Babano, Chatterbox.
And if Tony Romo ever gets sick, Chatterbox can fill in.
Oh, he'd like that. Hey, I'd like to fill in for Tony Romo. I wouldn't mind. Get Tony Romo's paycheck for a couple of weeks.
You don't look like Tony Romo, Chatterbox. Chatterbox does.
No. I look more like Matt Hasselbeck.
More Mr. Clean.
Hey, well.
So how you doing, Gabe?
I'm all right, Chatter. I'm all right. I'm doing good, Chad. I'm ready for the football season.
All right. My Pats and Mac Jones did pretty good.
Yeah, they play tomorrow against the Eagles, just like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Eagles are going to be in Hotel California, you know what I mean? So no problem there.
Are they? Hotel California? Living it up.
Eagles.
You know what? Yeah, I wanted to stay at the Hotel California, the Beverly Hotel, and I looked it up the other night, $1,500 a night. It's a little pricey, Chowder, $1,500 a night.
Yeah, that's pretty good for the Barrymores and the
Eagles,
Habs.
Yeah, I can't.
My Argos.
Yeah, you're fired up. I know. You're fired up for the Argos.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going as Clam Chowder. So look out, everybody. Watch the game.
Yeah, is it on ESPN, this game? Let me look it up right now.
TSN.
I know it's on TSN, but it might be on ESPN as well, Chowder. I know it's on TSN. Every game's on TSN.
Even better.
Exactly, even better. All right, let's see. Week one continues, all right, with the ESPN Networks, Calgary Stampeders. Week one continues with two CFL games. All right, wait. No, let me get this, Babano. Links below. Team schedule. God, nothing's easy with this stuff, huh?
Hey, my
nothing's
fans,
ever easy.
Out.
I've got this, Chatter. Don't worry. He doesn't know where to find the CFL TV schedule. All right, I've got it for you. This is the ESPN. I'm curious, too, because I'm going to be in. I'll be at the stands at the BC Lion game. But no, it's on ESPN Plus. The BC Lions and the Riders are on ESPN Plus. The Argonauts and the Stampeders. The hell is that? All right, wait, no. It's all ESPN Plus, ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus. Oh, you know what? Tomorrow night, the game actually is on ESPN2. So the game I'm going to tomorrow night is on ESPN2. And, yeah, Chatter, you know what, buddy? You're going to be on ESPN, Chatter. ESPN2.
All right.
It's a TV game. Forget about TSN, Chatter. Forget about TSN. ESPN, baby.
Yeah. Are you going to bump into my number one Aboriginal Aussie mate?
Who, Mick Aussie?
Yeah, Aussie Mick.
No. Number one, he's not Aboriginal, Mick. And number two, no. Me and Mick live like 2,000 miles away from each other.
Yeah, but he likes the Lions.
I know, but he's not going to the game. No, I'm not running into him. I don't think Mick's allowed to leave his hometown anymore. Ever since he fell down a hill. He fell down a hill in Vancouver once. Cracked his face open. And I don't think he's allowed back. He's not allowed leaving.
Yeah.
I don't think his girlfriend will let him.
Or she has a bracelet on his leg like the one from QI.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I'm getting mad. I can't read this stupid schedule. It's too small, but it is. So I can confirm. So that's pretty cool. Edmonton Elks, BC Lions, ESPN2. So it's for people tuning in on the radio too, for your betting purposes. You're gonna, you're betting. You want to watch the game. So ESPN2, Edmonton, BC. Friday, Montreal and Calgary is on ESPN Plus. Saturday, Winnipeg and Toronto, ESPN2, and then Ottawa, Saskatchewan, ESPN Plus. So yeah, it's a chance for it. Have you ever been on ESPN before, Chatter? At any games before?
No.
Because, listen,
not
they're going to pick the...
Not that I know of.
They'll pick up the
Maybe
TSN
somebody...
feed. They'll pick up the TSN
okay,
feed.
Okay.
So,
hey, you
TSN
wanna hear,
usually show you.
You want to hear Clambo's CFL picks?
All right, what do you got for us?
Okay, the Argos, the Lions... The Stamps and the Red Blacks.
All right, these are with plus the points or straight up money line or point spreads?
Straight up.
All right, straight up. So you're calling for some upsets here. So you're saying Ottawa is going to beat the Riders.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, and I notice you're betting against Montreal. You're picking against Montreal.
Yeah, man. Those are birds.
Yeah. That's right. You called me Birdman last week. That's right. I'm the Birdman. Hey, the Alouettes are good, Chatter.
Bird Boy.
Oh, Bird Boy. Even
yeah,
worse. Bird Boy. Yeah, the Alouettes are good. You're going to have to watch them. You're going to have to watch them, the Grey Cup Parade.
Maybe at Fantasy Island, yeah.
Fantasy Island. They're a great, great, proud franchise, Chatter. We don't need you on the bandwagon, Chatter. What about Peter Dallariva? What about Don Sweet? What about Joe Barnes? What about Johnny Rogers? What about Marv Levy? What about Vince Ferragamo? Hey. What about Mike Pringle? What about all the greats?
Mike Pringle, I ate a lot of Pringle chips and I got a stomachache. And Marv Levy is a... Buffalo Bill coach also, so don't give me all that old stuff.
Chatter.
That was in yesterday. I became an Argo when I stepped on the logo of Argos, and I'm very proud of it.
I know. You're a proud Chatto Argonaut now, Chatter. We're aware. I can't wait to see you, Chatter, on TV. I'll be looking for you, buddy. We will. I assume you will be. But you know what? I'm going to be at an MLS game at the same time. I'm going to be at an MLS game, so I'll see you on Twitter after.
Okay, so you're going to catch the Cap Whites going after the Timber Portland?
Yeah, the White
Which
Caps.
Which game you're catching?
Yeah, White Caps.
Oh, the White Caps. Okay.
Not Cap Whites.
Well, it's still the same team, damn it.
It's the stadium where the birds took your burgers. All right, take us out, Chatter. We got to go to a break. Take us out, Chatter. Give us a bang on the way out.
Okay, bang, bang, bang. Let's all have a great of my secret creamy sauce. And I'm going to have a heavy smoker with Ryan Hainser.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Hey, Chatter, listen, call Friday, Chatter. Call Friday. We'll get you out with Mick Ossie on Friday night. Friday night, Chatter. We'll get you out with Mick.
Feel the passion, everybody.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Yeah, I figured that'd be an adventure on Friday night. We'll get Clam Chowder on with Mick Ossie. I don't know, he calls him his Aboriginal buddy. Mick's not Aboriginal. I had to shut Chowder down. Come on, Chowder. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Man, Wednesday, I swear, Wednesdays feel like the new Fridays, don't they? It's a good way to break up the monotony of the midweek, though. So listen, tomorrow night we will be at a football game. And, we're going to be on the air throughout the NFL. We're going to be on every Sundays. And, we're on Sunday nights, but we're going to be on during the games on Sunday as well, as always this year. It's going to be tough. It's hard to get out to games. We're on the air all the time, but sometimes it's like, hey, you know what? I got to do what you got to do. But we could have just went the best of route, and, we don't do it ever. So, it would have been within our guidelines to do it, definitely, especially considering we don't even take vacations. So, but I don't really like that. I take pride in this stuff. I don't like being lazy. So we will have fresh content tomorrow night. It will be fresh. We'll have Teddy Covers, Mike Blewett, except the last hour of the show tomorrow night, we'll go back to last week and we'll discuss the boss, chief, pal, and all the other nicknames in which Cam had a raging meltdown with. Because if you think back at like one of the funniest shows of the summer, tonight was pretty good too. But if you think back at the funniest shows of the summer, there's been some funny ones. It mixes it up. We've been more serious over the last few months, about like futures and betting and stuff. But every once in a while, like we like to let loose, have a good time. And the show last week was a classic. That was funny as hell. So it'll be, you know, we'll have a lot of, we'll have a college football future, NFL future talk tomorrow night. I will be on Game Time Decisions on the TV show. And it will go right to the football game after the TV show. And then we'll be back, well, Friday night. And then, I don't know. We should set odds on this, actually. If I'm able to make it to the MLS game on Saturday as well. You know, that's quite the 1-2 punch. It's quite the 1-2 punch. Because I got to tell you, there's a lot of beers that are drank at a CFL game, all right? You know, come on, what do you think they do at a CFL game? Drink maple syrup? No, they're drinking beer, right? There's a lot of beers that are going to be consumed. So I got to get through Friday after and then roll into Saturday. But you got L.A. versus Vancouver, soccer, MLS. Vancouver versus LAFC. Which really should be some cool stuff, actually. Tickets aren't cheap for that game. Tickets were like $100 for the MLS game. The CFL game is like $32. It's a little bit different. Except there's limited seats available, so I think I'm going to end up sitting. I'm most likely going to be in the end zone. I don't mind the end zone. That's where the drunks are. That's where the freaks are. It's a very nice stadium. And you're close to the field wherever you are in the stadium. So, you know, wherever I end up, it's all good. It's all good. I look forward to seeing some live football. And, you know, every time I line something up, it falls through. Like, I was supposed to be in Los Angeles next weekend for the Dodgers and the Braves, but it's not happening. And then the following week, same thing next for the following weekend. LSU and UCLA are playing at the Rose Bowl. And for a day or two, I was going to that game. Right? So, you know, pretty much my deal is I'm not like, I don't even like going to games all that much. I do and I don't. I like going to NBA games and NHL games and stuff. Put it this way. I like going to sporting events that doesn't take the entire damn day of your life. Right? That's the thing. I mean, dude, I was doing the show at the Meadowlands, at the FanDuel Sportsbook Meadowlands in New Jersey, and the stadium is right there. Now, it's a massive complex, so when I say it's right there, it was like a mile. Like, you can see it. The parking lot's massive, you know what I mean? Like, so, but I was, you know, I was at the complex, and it was an adventure, man. Like, it's a damn adventure in New York to go to a football game. And I put it this way, when there was no traffic, like middle of the night type thing, like, you know, I could go door to door from my place to the FanDuel Sportsbook in about 11 minutes. If the driver really wanted to push it, we could get there a little faster. But in that span, 9 minutes, 10 to 11, you know what I mean? On a football Sunday, I would have to leave. I was on the air at 1 o'clock, and I would have to leave at like 9 a.m., 4 hours before, to avoid getting caught up in serious ass like traffic and everything. So, all right. So game day, I got to leave 9 in the morning, and then after the game, don't even think about leaving. Like, you can't get out of that place for like 3-4 hours after the game. I'm not kidding. There's no point of, what's the point of getting out just to sit in traffic? So you're better off just sitting in the sports book after. Like, you're better off leaving the game and going back to the sports book and waiting it out. But you got to wait it out. You got to wait it out till like after the late games are over. And that's living 11 minutes away from the stadium. I used to get back on Sunday nights, man, and I'd be raging. I would be raging. I'd be like, I cannot believe it was like a 14-hour day and I'm 12 minutes away from this place. Right? And then I go to a Knick game at MSG, and I walk in off the street, and I'm in and out, and the game itself is like 2 hours and 15 minutes. Like, go, and that's the whole thing with the vaccination stuff. And I don't want to get into, like, what are you, the fans and vaccinated and stuff, but I'm just, it's already a pain in the ass to get into these stadiums. Now, I know they're going to streamline this, but at first it's going to be a nightmare. Like, people's, like, because now it's another thing on an app, right? And I'll be honest, I'm an idiot. There's no tickets anymore, right? So everything's digital. When I went to the Stanley Cup final game, it was digital, and I had a problem with it. And I got in, but I had to stand there for like 10 minutes, right? It was like, it was just spinning and spinning. And then they said, oh, stand over here and move here. And I span. And then there was a problem. And then they said, all right, give it again. I gave the lady my phone, the door. Then the girl's like, ding, ding, ding. She's punching stuff. And just imagine now for proof of vaccination stuff. It's going to be like, oh, my phone doesn't work in the app. And oh, the cleared thing. And like, it's just going to lead to chaos. I've always thought going to NFL games is a pain in the ass anyways. Right? I always did. And I've been to a lot of NFL games in my life. And I don't mind NFL stadiums that are like right downtown. But all of them, it's never easy, man. And it's like security and to get in. And it's just, and then you got a bunch of yahoos fighting around you. And it's just, it's a big ordeal. So for me, but I'm a big football fan, so I do love the sport live. And I'll be honest with you, college, I'm a glutton for punishment with college. Look, I don't know why I'm going to Washington and UCLA, because I'll be honest, every time I go to a college game, what do I say, guys, after when I get back? What do I tell you guys? I'm never going to another college sporting event again. That's what I say all the time. I don't mind kids, but I don't like college kids. I just, you know what I mean? I don't like a bunch of swarmy, like punky college kids. And even though I'm a musician, the bands piss me off and annoy me. It's like, dude, I was next to the Oklahoma Sooner band once, man. And they only played a one song. Dun, 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 you know what I mean? They played a one damn song. And Matthias, like, it's like 4 hours of this, bro. I don't know how you feel about college sporting events, but I know you, listen, you played in the NCAA. But for me, like I said, but I like the game, but I get annoyed all the time, and I always end up leaving at halftime. Like, I rarely stay for a full college event. I'm like, you know, I've had enough. Like, I'm leaving. I can't take this anymore. Pro, I'll stay. But college, but My policy, what I like is, I like to go to like a game a year of like I'm a fan of a team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm a Bills fan, it's like, oh, I like to see a Bills game this year. Yeah, I don't have to go to every game. I'm on the air. Plus, I'm working. But, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm like, they're playing on Monday. I'll go here. They're playing in this city. And then, of course, if my teams make the finals and stuff for the playoffs, then I get serious. As you guys saw, I flew for the Stanley Cup Finals 3,000 miles for one game. But I'm telling you, Matthias, bands at these college events piss me off. It's all cool on TV and stuff. It ain't so cool when you're sitting next to the band for 5 hours, bro. And the kids play the same damn song all night.
I've worked Hawaii football games and Hawaii basketball games for the before this year, for 9 straight years. Didn't miss any games. Well, I'd leave at halftime, but it was hard for me to stay at the whole entire game after working the pre-games, after working the whole damn event. It's hard for me to stay past halftime to any of those games, man.
The best was me and Cam were in Mississippi at a Mississippi State LSU game. It was a good game. I think Jamarcus Russell was the quarterback. I don't know. I forget who it was. Eric Mold's day of the Buffalo Bills. And I didn't even know it was Eric. I'm a Bills fan, but we didn't know that. We were just at the game by chance. And it was, hey, Eric Mold's day. But it was an early game. We were on a bender. We didn't sleep for like 2 days. And me and Cam were there. And first off, they didn't sell alcohol, all right, which was a big problem. And we did not know this. We did not know. So like an idiot, Matthias, I actually literally walked around the entire stadium, Matthias. Like, I got in and Cam said, I'm going to the bathroom. And I told him, all right, I'll get us some beers. I look around and I see like a Dr. Pepper stand. I'm in SEC country, Dr. Pepper. And I'm like, I see Dr. Pepper. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe the beer stand is like a little bit lower down the concourse here. So I go down. There's nothing. I literally like walked around the stadium and I went up to a lady and I'm like, listen, lady, where's the beer stand? All I see is lemonade and Dr. Pepper. She's like, there's no beer here. There's no beer in this stadium. She goes, look at your back of your ticket. It says no alcohol. And then me and Cam were crushed, obviously. And so we're sitting there. It's like 11 in the morning. It's hot as hell there. And I needed a drink. And some of the people were with snuck booze in because they were smarter than us. They were from there and knew. So we're begging for booze from them, like drugs. And then you got these stupid people ringing.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Cowbells all game with this. Ding, 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 cowbells. I was like, man, you got to stuck. There was these kids right behind my head with cowbells. We left it back. We didn't even make it to that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three-minute warning, quickest 108 minutes in sports talk radio. Great stuff tonight. Thanks to Cam and Babano for kicking it with us, Matthias and our crew, our boy Ventra. And countdown to football is on. Tune in to Game Time Decisions tomorrow. And we'll be breaking down the preseason game, the Eagles and the Patriots. I don't really want to give you a pick now and change my mind, but I don't really see myself taking Philadelphia. I'll tell it, put it that way. Belichick's a good preseason coach. And if you watch the Patriots play last week, they cared. If you watch the Eagles play, they cared, but they also fell apart as the game went on. And it just sort of goes to show they're not quite there yet. Belichick's taking this seriously. Belichick's a good preseason coach. And his record indicates it. And, Belichick went like 0-4 in the preseason, like 3 or 4 years ago, whatever. We'll talk about it tomorrow night on a TV show at 6 o'clock Eastern, and this radio show, same state stations here, SiriusXM Channel 204 and our radio affiliates. But the Patriots had a bad preseason, and it pissed them off. And ever since then, he's been on the war path. Like, he racks up like 3-1, 3-1, 3-1. They only played 3 games this year. But don't forget, too, Mac Jones really is coming in on Cam Newton here, right? Cam Newton will be the starter, but Mac Jones is going to get a lot of snaps. Mac Jones is pretty good. And the Patriots have so many new players that they have to play, right? They're not, like, they can't just say, oh, we're just going to, first time ever, we're going to put these guys on the field together in week one. Like, you know, Jonnu Smith was playing, like, late in the second quarter of that preseason game last week, right? Like, they had, like, you know, you got Pro Bowl caliber guys on the field for the Patriots. Remember, they signed 1 million free agents. So, and Belichick's got a chip on his shoulder after what happened last year. So I'm leaning with the Patriots in a big way. Tune in at 6 o'clock for our final pick. Shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight. On whatever platform you did, stay safe. May the winners be yours. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.